What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fo Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, struggling. Joined by the only other host able to make it this week, Christopher Jennifer Reiser.
Let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough. Anyone who hosts this podcast, we're not having a good time. Send your condolences, send your prayers. We're just trying to get through it at this point.
Yeah, we're down bad. I mean, Wolfie's not even paying attention because he's like moving into a house that he built. Whatever.
How's he gonna afford that house when he loses all the money in this league, you
I don't
know?
know. I don't know. I know that my mortgage is depending on winning this league, so. All right, let's get into it, dude. Let's fucking talk about this trade. You picked my
Which trade?
pocket.
Which one?
The one that I'm in. The one
Oh
that I'm
yeah.
angry about.
You did for everyone. Chip proposed it like last week at some point. Chip proposed it, and then I sat on it for a while because A-Chain had that 50-point game where he went off. But I was like, is that just a flash in the pan? I'm not sure. Waddle's been underperforming to say the least. But I held off to pull the trigger on it. And then this week goes by, A-Chain goes off again for like 27. Waddle has another underwhelming performance, and it was still there. I guess Chip put it for never expires or whatever.
Like a
And I pulled the
moron.
trigger, and yeah, like an idiot. And I pulled the trigger and I got him. But I pretty soon after, Chip was like, undo that trade. And I'm like, yo, it's still on there. I do feel bad though. I'm not gonna lie. I do feel a little scheming. I feel like I was a little snake, I guess. I
You
kind of
feel
snaked
that
the
way.
trade. I feel a little bad, so I'm like, after the game last week's where HA went off again, I was like, there's no way Chip means to still have this trade up, but he does, and I'm gonna accept it. So I don't know. It is like legal. There was nothing technically wrong with it, but I do feel bad. And like, I don't know if I want to give you like some fab or something because I feel terrible. I feel kind of bad
So
about it. But
sketchy. It's so sketchy.
yeah.
Here's the thing. I at first panicked. But now looking at my team, I mean, it's gonna be rough, don't get me wrong. This week and next week, I might be 0-6 because I'm starting fucking Tajay Spears. But yeah, I feel okay. Jalen Waddle has to have better weeks coming forward.
And I think he probably will. He can't be much worse than he has been. So I only think he can get better. Who are you gonna have? Why do you like? You're saying the next 2 weeks, your running backs will be bad. Why would they suddenly get better after that?
Oh, because Jerome Ford's on bye this week. And then Aaron Jones is on bye next week. So I am starting Tajay Spears 2 weeks in a row.
So once those guys are back from bye and hoping they don't get injured at all, you should be actually decent at running back.
I'll be past my byes. Aaron Jones is pretty legit. He has been for years. Jerome Ford seems fine. Kareem Hunt doesn't scare me once again. So I don't know. Plus it's a cakewalk. You seen Cleveland's schedule going forward?
I'm have not.
Okay, week six is San Francisco. Fuck me sideways. I'm going to be 0-6. But then after that, Indy, Seattle, Arizona, Baltimore, Pitt, Denver. Like, goes on a string where like this dude could have 18 carries, 200 yards every week. Like, kind of realistically. I'm loving it. I'm hating the trade, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, so I do feel a little not great about it, but I guess
Sure.
all's fair in fantasy and war or whatever.
Yeah, that's the saying.
Yeah.
And now some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Tim paid for McLaughlin 20 over Owens 17. So the rich get richer, running back wise. Owen got the Lions DST for way too much fab. He spent 18 on it, which is insane considering he has the Cowboys DST. Brandon actually paid 5 for Jonnu Smith over Chris and Ethan Zeros. That's chasing a performance. It's the same team as Kyle Pitts. I mean,
yeah.
That dude's supposed to be a superstar, and he's just like, he's the second most fantasy relevant tight end on his team.
It's kind of shocking, actually.
It's insane. I mean, he's uber talented. You see it every once in a while, but like, they just never throw him the ball. It's
they don't get him the ball. They don't get him the ball at all.
It's wild to watch. Arthur Smith is one of my least favorite head coaches. Chris got Josh Jobs for 5 over Chip. I don't even know that I would have played him anyway.
Fuck it.
Okay. And I spent my last fab on Tajay Spears, making my total for spending on fantasy running backs like 120 on the air.
Chip, I have a question. Did you did anyone bet against you on Tajay Spears?
No, but I need to secure that bag, brother. He's got start for me. I was afraid somebody would put in a $0 bid and I'd lose him and just be suicidal because I'd have to start fucking Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. After waivers ran, I picked up Michael Wilson and the Dolphins DST. I don't understand why neither of them were targeted. The Dolphins have a good matchup this week, and Michael Wilson popped off for, like, 2 touchdowns last week. No one's chasing that. We're paying up for McLaughlin, but not Michael Wilson. Whatever. Wolfie picked up the Pats DST, and Chris picked up Higby and the Titans DST. Let's hear what your waiver of the week is, bub.
Oh, what a waiver of the week it is. Everyone heard those waivers, and obviously, the best waiver pickup of the week. Owen picking up the Lions defense for 18 fab, 100%. That's my waiver of the week this week, everyone. Listen, this is the leader in our fucking league right now. He's undefeated, and this guy spent almost 20 fab on a defense when he already has the number one overall defense on his bench. Make it make sense, Chip. How are we all losing to this fool?
Dude, I lost to him last week. And you know what? Last week, his defense put up 20 points. 28. Fucking Dallas defense. I don't know. I don't know, man. Yeah. He's it's the number one defense. It's the number 6 overall scoring fantasy thing. It's gotten 40-16-1 against Arizona. That one didn't make sense. And then New England put up 28. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you don't just, like, stay in the flames. San Francisco and then LA Chargers next week. Dude, wild. It's wild. I'm not sure this kid knows what's going on.
I think he's just, like, teabagging us at this point. I think he's just giving us a middle finger, like, hey, my team's so much better than everybody else's that I can just spend on whatever and it doesn't matter. That's what I think.
Sure. I mean, he's not wrong. As far as trades go, we talked about the one. I traded you fucking Achan. You traded me Waddle. I think I'll be fine overall rest of the year, but
he's hoping.
I have to tell myself that. I think my team's going to be scary week 7 on, but I might be 0-6 by then. And then another trade you were involved with, you traded away Robert Woods, Lamar Jackson, and Isaiah Pacheco, who had himself a game this week, to Tim for Geno, Kamara, and Zay Flowers. Talk to me about this trade.
Yeah, it's no surprise. My team has been pretty bad so far. I had to just make a change. I think the trade overall is pretty even. I don't think either me or Tim crazy won it. I think it's a pretty even trade. Kamara's back from suspension, and he got a lot of touches his first game back, so hopefully he keeps getting that. But I just need to change something up. Lamar's been really good, and Pacheco's been getting better as the season goes on. I don't trust Pacheco the rest of the year, but honestly, I just need to change something up. So a 3-for-3 trade, we'll see where that gets me. What do you think about that?
I mean, I like Zay Flowers. I said it when Wolfie traded him away. I think he'll be very good before the end of the year. Because he's basically the only talent they have other than Mark Andrews. OBJ is washed, and what's the other guy? He can't stay. He's, like, injured constantly.
They have Bateman.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman. That's who I'm talking about. He's like, he can't stay on the field. His body doesn't want to play football. So what are you gonna do? Gino, I don't hate. He's a streamer, but like not a bad streamer. Kamara, yep. I like. I don't know, dude. Pacheco is interesting. Andy Reid, not lately, but he used to have like top value fantasy running backs. And I don't know. It's not how they run the Chiefs now, but I do think like Pacheco could be top 12 running back rest of year. He's got the talent. He's basically got the backfield to himself because they're not really using anybody else. They dump off balls to him, so he gets that boost. I don't know. I like Pacheco and Lamar. Bobby Woods, whatever. He's towards the end of his career, but I don't know. I think, dude, if I was going to pick somebody to win this trade, I would have picked Tim. I don't hate it. I don't think it's, like, lopsided wildly. I just, like, I don't know. I think I like Pacheco the most out of all of those. And to, like, package him with Lamar, I think that's... I think Tim's going to be happy about that going forward. And finally, for standings changes is better. I don't know if I've ever said this, but it's better in podcasts if you enunciate.
Yep.
So really struggling with that. Anyway, there are 2-4-0 teams left. Wolfie was way out on Allie's team. Post draft, and now she's 4-0. So, what a big dumb dumb that guy is.
He's big dumb.
Big dumb. I mean, we both had her one, right?
Or one or two, I think.
Yeah, fucking wild out of Wolfie. He had her like middle of the pack. I don't. She hasn't missed the playoffs like in years. He's insane. There's only 2 3-1 teams out there. So a majority of the league is at 500 right now, or worse, like you and I. Yeah. So I don't know. This is good for us. I mean, the playoffs still very, very viable. Yeah, I got to keep telling myself that.
The sleep at night. I don't know, man. Our league might just be kind of top heavy. Like, it might just be, like, those four teams and maybe, like, a big drop-off.
Dude, I'll take that. You can if you sneak into the playoffs, anything can happen. I don't know if you're in the league at this point, but there is one year that I had, like, CMC and Kamara. And I went, like, 15-1 or something like that going into the playoffs, and I lost week one of the playoffs. Like, I dropped one game going in and then lost week one. I was so distraught, but, like, anything can happen in the playoffs weeks.
You must have shed a tear, I bet.
I did. And the only – dude, I remember that year pretty vividly. I also had – I forget who it was, but it was the running back for Jacksonville, and it was an early game, and I just wasn't paying attention, and he was just, like, a scratch, like, late in that week, and it was the early game, and it's the reason I lost, my only loss. And then the fucking playoffs, of course, I did bad. My team just, like, fell apart. So, pretty cool. I obviously still think about it. Pretty cool.
You son of a bitch. Fuck you.
Well, I did start recording to catch that, so that's pretty cool. I'll probably leave that in there. Anyway, for the segment this week, we have an interview with the number one fantasy manager in the league right now. Owen, welcome to the pod.
Glad to be here. Glad to talk about my winning ways with both of you.
Yeah, you could definitely teach us a thing or two, considering the hosts of this podcast, I think, are like 2-12 combined or something like that. So, yeah. It hurts. But either me or Chris will win this week because we play each other. So,
we'll tie.
Pretty exciting. If we tie, I will quit. I will quit this fucking league.
We have to delete the app.
Yeah, I would be autopilot the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So, Owen, I gotta ask, first and foremost, What the hell was with the Lions DST? You burned like 18 fab this week on a defense.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really trusting the Cowboys defense. I mean, they're great, top scoring defense, but like, I mean, they got fucked over by the Cardinals. So I'm just a little skeptical, you know. And sure. the Lions have a pretty good matchup this week, so I think they've been pretty solid. So
sure. I don't hate the pivot. What I'm questioning is the 18 fab. I don't know.
I don't really. I dip my toes into the waiver wire, so I have a little bit of like cash to just toss out there.
Must be nice.
But I don't know. I feel like it's a very inflated market. So I just tossed a decent amount at it. See if I could reel it in.
Well, you absolutely reeled it in.
Chip. I'll just go on along that one. Owen, I love, keep spending around 20 fab on defenses every week. That's a great strategy because I think Wolfie spent 2 and you just shoved Wolfie's shit in. All right. So that was awesome. Also, I don't think Chip, I don't think Owen knows like how fab works. Like the goal is not to like waste it on bad stuff and spend like, hey, Owen, do you know you're supposed to spend up for good players and not put like $4 down? Do you know how that works?
Yeah, I know how that works. I'm just a little conservative with throwing it out there, you know.
But yeah, defense, obviously.
No, conservative's not the not the word that comes to mind with your move this week.
maybe not. But I've seen from prior weeks, yeah, throwing out like 10 and 15 just ain't gonna cut it. So
excellent. Hey, I want you to actually weigh in on Chris and I's matchup this week. You're smooth sailing. You're just gonna go, you know, 17-0, win the championship, no problem. I need you to weigh in on who's gonna win between me and Chris this week. The people want to know.
Well, I, you know, after playing you this past week, getting a look at your team, I was pretty skeptical with some of the moves to play. I mean, you did play Daniel Jones, and that was a good pick because the Jags absolutely shit the bed.
Yeah.
I think I gotta say I like the look of your team going in this week, Chris. You got some bright spots, you know. That's all I can really say, considering half your team is like.
Yeah, I got to set a lineup.
The good parts of your team have a bye week. I mean, Jordan Addison, Miles Sanders will probably be okay, I guess.
You should set his lineup for him right now.
I'm going to
tell him what to do, because obviously he doesn't know.
Obviously, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Titans defense, not bad, I guess. Devin Arcane, not bad. I mean, they're definitely bright spots, you know. I just like the look of Chip's team better.
Hell yeah, that's what we love to hear. And actually, so does the computer, because 51-49 projected my way. So that's a lock right there. Josh Dobbs. Who would start Josh Dobbs this week? What a moron.
Listen, Owen. Here's the deal. You're an idiot. Also, there's some rumors going around. I'm not saying this. This isn't coming from me. I'm just the messenger. There's some rumors about people talking about how they're questioning, are you a good manager and good at fantasy? Or is it just picking from the 14th spot in the draft is what sets you up? What do you have to say about that?
I have heard these rumors too.
I didn't know of these rumors. I think, you know, one who is in the position of being either at no wins or a win can surely make that point. But no, I just think I got the luck of the draw. I just was more strategic, I guess, you know. And some people just have to face that, you know.
Oh, I face it in the mirror every day.
Yeah, I faced it last week. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. We'll let you go, but you have anything to say to the rest of the league before you take off?
You know, just keep with it. I mean, I might pull away, but like, there's always second and third place. There's always hope.
Well, thanks for that. I guess, I mean, Allie's pretty much got at least second lock. She'll give you a run for your money, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks for being on, Owen.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Chris, you have any dumb shit to say?
Yeah, just sort of on a little bit of a sadder note, because if there's anyone else out there, like me and my co-hosts, that team's not doing well and they need help, we've got a support line for you. It's actually this podcast. So if you ever need to talk about how bad your team is and how bad everyone else's is in the pod, just come on over. We'll get you a spot 1 week. We can just talk about how bad our teams are and just sulk together in a corner. Try and lift each other up a little bit, but at the end, we all know in our heads that it's not going to be our year. So for all the winners, we don't want you. We don't like you. Go your winner circle, whatever. But the losers, you know where to go.
It's a wild way to do the outro on the week that we have Owen, who's 4-0. It's a wild. Yeah. I'm into this though. Fuck everyone who's winning. Let's rename the podcast Sad Boy Hours and just fucking whine for an hour. Just straight. No more transitions. No news. Just fucking shit talking our own teams.
Yeah. I like that idea better.
All right. Excellent.